to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue along on Wake Up Call. Dave Burkett is going to join us, Detroit Free Press, to talk about the Lions' end of the trade, the getting Jared Goff, but more importantly, all of those picks. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Let the professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find the professional technician if needed. They'll find a reputable repair facility or service center near you. You can visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So is there pressure on Patrick Mahomes to beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, or is he young enough to have overcome that if he loses? I'm kind of leaning towards the second part of this thing, and I'll tell you why. I know that it would be fun to say that Mahomes has got to beat Brady, but we're talking about a guy who's less than 26 years old, right? 25? He's got a lot of years left in this league, and if he's going to be what we say he's going to be, if we've got the feeling that he's going to be in more Super Bowls, I mean, eventually you think that teams will figure out a way to slow it down, but at the same time, you know, we've seen these kind of runs before where quarterbacks can get a bunch of these in a short amount of time. I don't know if I would say he's under tremendous pressure to beat Brady, even though he lost to him 2 years ago in the AFC Championship game.
I think the only reasoning why that's even a topic for him to be considered, you know, for him to have a shot at being called the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
Is that, you know, I think people are pointing that he needs to beat Brady. Because
he has to beat Brady in order to take the mantle from Brady eventually?
Yeah, because I think that's what people would want if they had a chance to see LeBron go up against Michael Jordan.
Right, that's very true. But at the same time, aren't we talking about a Patrick Mahomes career that's still a long way away from that? And I wonder if you
And we're talking about a Tom Brady career that's on the downside.
Right.
You would assume.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah, he led the Buccaneers to the Super Bowl, but let's not forget that he was literally trying to give the game away against the Packers.
So let's throw this out there, right? Let's move ahead into the future. Let's say 15 years from now, Mahomes is closing. He's close to 40, and he's closing out his eighth appearance in the Super Bowl. And let's say he's got 7 championships, but the one championship that got away from him is this one against Brady. Is that still a talking point 15 years from now in terms of the conversation?
See, I would like to say no.
I'd like to say no, but I know we will go back in history and we will blend things together.
Brady.
Well, I'll tell you right now, there are still old Steeler fans who still point to Terry Bradshaw and go, yeah, well, the guy called his own plays. Like they
right.
find elements in people's success that is different from today's success. And then say, you know, like Brady benefited from new rules that where you can't pretty much slaughter the quarterback if you're a defensive player, right? People have gone that angle. It's a much safer game for QBs than it was in the 70s and 80s. And there's always a way to bring the past into a conversation, no matter how old the past is. So I'm thinking that will be a talking point. If Mahomes goes on this incredible run where he's got 6 or 7 championships, but this one loss was to one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, and it happened when the guy was 43. See, I think there's something to it, but I also think there's still a lot more meat on the bone of Mahomes' career to start. I don't want a 25-year-old quarterback who's in his third year as a starter, fourth year overall, but third year as a starter, going to his second Super Bowl, trying to win back-to-back championships, to feel like this is a must-win Super Bowl for his legacy.
Yeah.
That seems a little far-fetched to me, doesn't it?
Well, and the other thing, too, is I'm tired of trying to figure out, okay, who's the best all time.
Right.
I mean, it's such an old tale, an old story, an old talking point. Like, he's the best all time. What? I mean, listen, these guys are all great quarterbacks. They're doing stuff that we can't even dream of doing.
It's, again, I've been pointing this out with these kind of conversations, especially in the NBA. It's very generational.
It is.
There's a lot of emotion attached to it. There's a lot of that feeling of, you know, we talked about this with Brady, right? You could find Brady in his heyday, and when he was going to 3 Super Bowls, and then he was going back, and, you know, he went, 16-0 during the regular season, threw 50 touchdowns, right? And all of those things. And you started hearing those conversations and people thought it was nonsense. People thought, no chance is this guy ever going to replace Joe Montana. And then he gets more Super Bowls and you still have the conversation. Well, he's played in a different era. Oh, well, he had Bill Belichick. There's always caveats from the older generation that always puts it on. We saw it with LeBron. We even saw it with Kobe for that matter. I mean, there's always going to be a generation that will put things on somebody's career to make sure that that is less than what they remember as the greatest in their lifetime.
And I'll say this, Tom Brady and LeBron James, I think, have a mirrored career.
I think so too, yeah.
In this sense, we didn't start to appreciate Tom Brady really until this season, until what he's done now. Because before that, we were always saying, well, was it Brady? Was it Belichick? Same as with LeBron. It wasn't until I think LeBron brought Cleveland its championship where he literally took a team on his back and said, I'll lead you guys to the promised land. That's when we all changed our attitude towards LeBron. Go, man, he is one of the greatest players of all time.
And to piggyback on your point, remember the national outrage when he went to Los Angeles? Because I don't remember that at all.
No.
Right? I remember the national outrage when he went to Miami. Now, the decision had a lot to do with it, but there was a larger context of basically, formulating a dream team. How could you do that? Larry would never do that. Michael never did that, right? Like, but Michael had people do that for him by bringing in Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen.
Right?
I mean,
what I remember is when LeBron did do that, you and I showed up Monday morning going, was that the quietest trade or free agent signing we've ever heard?
Yeah, exactly. Because it was quiet because people had gotten back to a level of respect with LeBron where he went back, he won a title, he got them to a couple of finals appearances, and he did his job. He did what we wanted him to do, which is make it right with Cleveland, who you kicked in the face when you left.
And he did.
Brady, I think you're right in that angle of, as much as you could feel like, damn, this guy's really good, there was an attachment to the Patriots that the rest of the country didn't want to embrace. We didn't want to embrace the Patriots. We didn't like the dynasty. Most of America didn't. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of my Patriot fans have an us versus against the world mentality. Because it wasn't like people were saying, man, your team is awesome. It's great. People were telling them their team were cheaters. People were telling them their team, they hate how much they hated that team, how much they hated the organization. They were sick and tired of the organization. They were feeling that for a long period of the 20-year run. But when Brady left, you almost like could start separating the man from the team. And when he left and he goes to Tampa Bay and he's starting to have success, it's like when people started feeling about Jack Nicklaus going to the Masters in 86. Like, let's root for the old man. Right, we're all getting a little older.
Oh,
like,
we hated Jack.
Right?
We hated Jack early on because he was stealing Arnie's thunder.
Right. Very much so, right? I mean, Arnold Palmer was the king of golf until Fat Jack Nicklaus at 22 years old won the U.S. Open at Oakmont. And he was. People called him that, Fat Jack. And as he progressed, he was beating Arnold Palmer all the time. But you get older, there's something where you could still do it. Jimmy Connors did it at the U.S. Open in the early 90s. There's a feeling of when you're older and you're still accomplishing great things, we embrace it because either A, we're already there, or B, we see ourselves there in a couple of years and we start realizing how important that is. And Brady is getting the benefit of that sort of old man mentality.